Hello and welcome to Across the Park, a sports show on 2SER, which Alan Jones simply describes as...
Shit.
Joel Kassab is my name, and joining me in the studio tonight to pick apart this week's sporting news are two guys who buy sporting mags for the articles, they swear. First off the blocks is a man who just returned from a trip around the world, spreading the Across the Park word. It's Mick Radojkovic.
Hey!
What is going on with this system?
Oh, there we go.
Thanks for the applause. It was only two countries. You wouldn't really call that around the world, but it was good. Thanks. I flew in this morning.
Yes.
Boy, my arm's tired.
Well,
sorry.
Oh, wow. Wow. I don't know what to say. And filling in for Gab this week while she celebrates her 30th birthday.
What?
Is the guy who got the sporting gene in my family, my brother, Kyle Kassab.
Hey. Hey, everybody.
Welcome to the show, mate.
Thank you.
How are you feeling?
Very excited.
Mick, we'll get to your trip in a second, but I just want to ask Kyle what his sporting credentials are. What brings you to the show?
Wow, it's more like what sport haven't I played?
Yes, this is true.
Oh, really?
This is very true. So I've been playing soccer for 26 years now. Swimming, athletics, football, rugby union, touch football, Oztag, and recently mixed netball.
Is it fair to say you got the sporting genes in the family?
Yeah, no.
Did
height.
I not just say that? Was
no
that
height.
Not just part of the intro?
It was, isn't it? You took them all. You didn't leave any for Joel.
Well, he's got the looks, so.
No. We went 50-50.
And the hair, apparently.
It's a radio show. No one can see this. I thought I could get away with it.
Yes, Kyle is definitely the sporting one. He knows all the sporting news. He knows how to play all the sporting sports and everything.
He's good at sporting.
Yeah, absolutely.
I try my best.
Mick, you've just been traveling, as you said, to two countries.
Yeah, man.
Tell us about it.
I hit up India for a few weeks. Amazing country. A new sport is learning how to cross the road without getting killed.
Yeah, right.
Seriously,
Frogger. So it's like Frogger.
Oh, it's ridiculous, man. Like, you just, the traffic's all around you. You just hope they don't hit you. You put your hand out and just say stop and hope that they will. They generally do.
Wow.
But that's pretty much how it goes. There's no crossings. There's no lights generally. They don't even care which side of the road they go on. This is ridiculous.
I remember you and I, Kyle, have been to Bali a couple of times. And I know that that's how they... They're sort of a bit like that over there. But they sort of follow the rules a little bit more.
Yeah.
But they just never seem to have accidents. Did you find that in India? Like,
you're right.
No accidents?
No, I didn't see. I think I saw one little bump with like a tuk-tuk hitting each other. You know, nothing serious.
Yeah.
And I saw one lady who'd fallen off a bike, but she might have been drunk. So,
but she was Australian, I'm sure she was. You also went to Thailand?
Oh, man, 3 nights in Bangkok.
Oh, yes.
That's enough.
here's a hint. Don't drink buckets from a side road stall who apparently put ethanol in their drinks.
Whoa, what?
So they don't have to.
Are you sure you didn't go to a petrol station?
Rum in it.
Absolute respect for that.
That at E10, it gets you every time.
Sounds like my dream.
All right. Look, there's been... Okay, so you've been away. You obviously weren't here last week.
Oh, no, and, I missed the show.
Yeah, you've missed a little bit of sport and what's been happening.
I've got no idea what's going on. Well, I don't even know what I'm here. What day is it? What time is it?
It is Friday, yeah. So you flew in today.
Yeah.
That's unreal. This is...
I was in Bangkok about 12 hours ago.
That's unreal.
Big effort.
That is a huge effort. Thank you so much.
Hey, that's all right. I'm running on Coke and...
It's Coca-Cola. Oh, yeah. I just want to point that out. He's got a bottle of Coca-Cola. That's what he has with him.
You know what? We can talk about this later. There's a guy in the AFL who did Coke and he only got 2 weeks. So that's all... You're going to give me 2 weeks?
Who's that?
Oh, it's a guy, some guy from some club. I just read it today and I was trying to catch up on the news and I can't remember his name.
Not the coach. Not
No.
So this is another one because I know it happened a few weeks ago.
A coach got done. Oh, right. No, some player got done. He's going to get 2 weeks suspension.
Yeah, right.
But anyway.
That's not very much, is it?
It doesn't seem like much anymore.
Okay. Yeah,
anyway.
Things are changing. look. Okay, so we'll sort of run you through what's been going on. Feel free to talk as
what's
well
been
if
happening?
You want. Well, nothing. Thanks for asking. Nothing's been happening with me. I've been, you know, it's been busy with work and stuff like that.
Oh.
It's cool. I don't like to burden my friends. let's start the show off with a bit of NRL and what can best be described as coach swap. Okay. Now, this sort of started back in early August this year, when a lot of this drama started to unfold. NRL scumbag and Panthers head honcho Gus Gould gave the Panthers then coach Anthony Griffin the arse, just 4 weeks out from the finals, which they were going to and, of course, did make, even though Griffin had one of the best winning percentages in the NRL. He was booted. We all remember this happening.
Ridiculous.
This is
absolutely. I'm sorry.
You've got to say jinx and one of you can't talk for the rest of the show. Shortly after that, Ivan Milat, Cleary, then told the West Tigers he'd been approached by Gus to join the Panthers. However, he said he wasn't going to, and he was going to honour his the next 2 years of his contract, or the next, it was like 2 years and a bit. As I'm sure you remember, it came, there was this whole big thing. Ivan Milat, Cleary, held a press conference, which he stated he wasn't going to leave. Now, the thing is, I was actually at that press conference. Yeah, I went. I was there. I had a microphone for this show. I mean, we hadn't even started then, but I was getting prepared 6 months earlier. You know, and I had a microphone and stuff set up. And I've gone back and I found the audio. And if you listen, like, okay, I may have played around with it a little bit and turned myself up a bit. But if you listen closely, you can actually hear me talking. So I'll play a bit of that audio for you now.
I respect all of the people and supporters.
Oh, shit.
Involved with this club, and I intend to honour this contract. When I was approached by the Panthers, initially I had no idea it was about coaching their club.
Bullshit.
I was told at that meeting that the club were looking at the future of the head coaching position. I advised the Panthers of my ongoing contract status with the West Tigers.
Yeah, bullshit.
Someone had a cold.
Oh,
what was that?
Someone had a cold.
Yeah, those sneezes sometimes, you know, feel like a funny sneezes.
I don't know if you could actually hear me, but I was there, sort of in the background. Anyway, so yeah, by the sounds of it, I was right. Ivan Milat, Cleary, has been told to jump onto the Gus bus out to Penrith, and the Tigers have signed Madge Maguire, which, you know.
Great signing.
I'm absolutely sure. Okay, I should point out I'm a Tigers supporter, if you hadn't picked that up. I'm quite happy about this. He's
at a gap year. He's right to go.
New Zealand, coach in New Zealand now. They beat Australia most recent game, so yeah. That's big for them. He's a premiership winning coach.
Exactly.
Ivan Cleary hasn't done anything like that.
Yeah.
So he,
as you know, he coached a team in the NRL to the grand final, and they won. And before that, he coached a team from over in England.
I think it was St. Helens, I think.
Was it St. Helens? I think you're right.
I think, yeah.
St. Helens to a grand final. They won.
Yeah.
Possibly won the, what do they call that? When they, the Australian team versus the English team?
Oh, the World Club Challenge.
Yeah. They may have won that as well.
Yeah. I couldn't tell.
Yeah, I can't remember. Let's say you did because he's my new coach. So at the end of the day, Penrith are now paying two coaches with Ivan Milat, Cleary, who they sacked a few years ago, and also Anthony Griffin. Plus, they are paying compensation to the Tigers. So they're basically paying three coaches. Crazy.
Yeah. It is ridiculous. So that's one of the coaches that is doing the merry-go-round. And what's Wayne Bennett sitch?
Yeah, so, okay, Wayne Bennett and the Broncos and South Sydney with Anthony Seibold have just gone, let's just swap.
Who does it? I've never heard of coaches swapping like this before in my life.
No, it's bizarre.
But they're trying to see if they're going to do it next year or the year after, right?
Yeah, look, they've definitely signed both of them from 2020.
Yep.
Yeah.
But now they're talking, you know, do we want to have this coach here for a year who probably doesn't want to be here?
It's pretty dumb to announce that you're leaving and switching to another team a year before it happens.
Why would you want to play for that coach now?
Yeah.
Like, why he's leaving, so it's... Yeah. The only thing I'm thinking of is Wayne Bennett said that he would not leave unless he got pushed out by Brisbane because he's promised those players that he'll give them his best for that one year. So,
yeah.
That last year, you know, why would you want to play for him? It's mind-boggling.
I know. It's crazy. Anyway, back to the Panthers-Tigers thing. 40 years ago when Gus was in his late 70s, he said that Penrith had a five-year plan. They were going to be unstoppable. All the premierships would be theirs, blah, blah, blah. Their last premiership was actually back in 2003. And, yeah, I don't know. Personally, I give Ivan 2 years. What are you putting on my phone?
Tell me the rules.
It's on silent, mate. Phone can go off on silent. It's not a problem. It's just an email about here anyway. I'm here. It's okay. I'm here. I can't remember what I was saying, but I think I give Ivan about 2 years.
Yeah.
And if he hasn't got them a premiership or
at
least a minor premiership, he's gone again.
Why don't they punt Gus? I mean, come on. What does Gus actually do? What Gus, he says something on his commentary and then completely opposite happens a minute later, and then you, and then you'll claim that he saw it coming. He's like, no, you didn't. You just said exactly opposite a minute before.
Yep, that's crazy.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
And did you miss Dez going back to Manly?
Oh, that's a certain?
Yeah, yeah, he signed, yeah.
Yeah, right.
So they're also paying two coaches.
Ah.
Because Trent Barrett's still there.
But they're taking him to court, and they're taking Trent to court.
Are they?
Yeah.
Really? Manly going to take him to court?
Yeah, they're saying it's not personal. Of course it is.
You're taking him to court.
Yeah. If you're punting your coach, it's pretty personal. Yeah. No, we just didn't like the colour of your... Oh, I don't know. The colour of your jeans.
The colour of your jeans.
It's not personal, mate. Just
yeah, we want a laces, not Velcro.
He had... Because remember, we talked about this, I think, in our first episode, that he'd actually started taking all his, you know, gym equipment to Manly because they just had rubbish. He started taking some furniture and stuff so people could sit down and stuff. So I guess he takes that home now and Dez brings his stuff from home. I don't know how this
works. Why bring Dez back? Dez is, I don't know. I don't really rate Dez as a coach anyway.
Look, I am the opposite. I think Dez is a very good coach.
Really?
But at the same time, he really... left them in a sorry state.
Oh,
he's done the same to the Dogs.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. It's pretty full on, and it's just a bit of a merry-go-round. But it does seem like it's sorted now, with the exception of South and Brisbane possibly swapping next year. There you go.
Hopefully.
Hopefully, you want them to swap?
I know. I'm saying hopefully it's done.
It's over. It's yeah.
It's gone on for too long.
But now it moves into, because November 1st was of course yesterday, which means everyone next year, all the players who are off contract at the end of 2019, are now free to shop themselves around, or clubs are free to go out and
so it's going to be crazy time.
Yeah, and look, there are a lot of really good players on the market at the end of next year. I've got a list here. Cameron Munster, Sean Johnson, Valentine Holmes, Wade Graham, who else have we got? James Fisher-Harris, Joe Offa-Hengawe, God, that's hard to say sometimes, Tevita Pangai Jr., Luke Brooks, and Damian Cook, Tarek Sims, Jordan Rapana, Cohen Hess. It goes on forever. Jared Hayne, of course. Like, Jared Hayne still hasn't got a place for next year. Which is...
Tigers are talking about him.
Well, yeah. I mean, the media are talking about the Tigers are talking about him. I don't know if that's actually going to happen, but, you know,
we'll
see.
I reckon he'll stay at the Eels.
You think?
Yeah, I think so.
Where do you guys see any of those players going? You see them moving on?
Pengai will just stick wherever Bennett goes. So if Bennett goes next year, he'll go to South next year.
Okay.
I reckon. Who else? I think Holmes is talking about going to... Was that Broncos as well?
North Queensland,
sorry.
With Ben Barber swap.
Oh,
a straight swap with Ben Barber.
Straight swap, so Ben Barber will go to Cronulla.
And play fullback.
And
okay.
Holmes.
Where he's played
welcome
before,
back.
Right?
Welcome
yeah.
back,
yeah,
Barber.
Exactly, when they won the comp.
Yeah, back when he was actually good.
Yeah.
Well, he's been killing it over in the Super League.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a different level.
Man of Steel, their best player.
Yeah, he was.
Daly M. So, it's crazy, huh?
Yeah.
There you go. What about players like, well, look, Jordan Rapana.
Yeah.
Would you think he could ever move on from Canberra?
Yeah, I think so. I think he'll get some offers. He'll get some good offers.
Absolutely.
Cohen Hess, would he leave the Cowboys?
Nah, I reckon he'll stay.
Okay. Tarek Sims. Tarek Sims has been to a couple of clubs now.
His brother's coming.
Oh.
There is a phone ringing in this studio.
It's not me.
Is that my phone?
God, I hope it's not me, because mine's in my bag.
It's definitely coming from the bag.
Yeah. Oh, crap, it is me.
Do you want to run over and grab it?
Quick. And then you got to put it on air. Live phone call.
So
Kyle
is
the amateur
running to his bag. He's picked up his phone. No caller ID. You can.
You should have put it on live. Oh.
I can't. That's bad.
The magic of radio.
Yeah. Could be in a lot of trouble.
Okay. Yeah, look, there is...
That's just, I'm like, I put it in my bag on silent.
I thought you did as well. Like, we actually spoke about this before.
My friend kept calling me just before, and I... Damn it.
Well,
all right, yeah. So, look, I think there could be a lot of movement.
That's strike one, by the way.
I agree. Going back on what we're talking about, I'm interested in Sean Johnson and when he's going to go, because I'm hearing different things, like the Roosters might sign him when Cooper Cronk leaves, or maybe a possible straight swap with Mitchell Moses at Parramatta.
Yeah, I've heard this one.
That's a big one.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I mean, I really like Sean Johnson. I worry that he's getting to the end later days of his career. Moses is still starting his. I think he's got a lot more to give.
But I agree.
Yeah, Johnson can be a game breaker, but he's
but Johnson's still very young. I don't know, and he's a great goal kicker.
He just hasn't had that form that he had in that since his first year.
Yeah.
So.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
I think Parrot have got a lot of action to come. Yeah. We're going to see them. They've only re-signed four average players, really, the other day. And so, open Slather. They're going to go crazy on the market.
Well, there you go.
Yep.
Let's move on to a bit of cricket. Cricket. Oh, I mean, you've been over in India, so you...
Dude, I was looking for those street cricket games in India. I found a couple.
Yes.
I was like that guy on the sideline hoping to get a bowl, hoping they'd come and ask me.
Call you up.
Come on, have a bowl.
Roll the shoulder.
Yeah. But, oh, good. Like, these kids are just smashing around. Just tennis balls in the streets. But I was like, yeah, this is cool. This is what India's about, right?
Yeah.
Playing cricket in the streets. And they're obsessed with it. Like, they all say it's... Cricket is their religion, you know.
Yeah.
They're obsessed with it. And they all love telling me how crap Australia's playing. And I said, well, India just drew with West Indies in one day the other day, which I watched live in a bar. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that would have been fun.
But yeah, like, I don't know, they're all loving Australia losing. And I just said, well, we haven't got Smith or Warner. And they're like, oh, cheaters. I'm like, yeah, as if you guys haven't done it.
Yeah, I know.
Everyone does it.
Exactly. You were actually saying just before that people are actually stopping you for photos.
Oh, totally, man. Just walking along the street and someone will tap me on the shoulder and go, oh, photo. I'm like, well, why?
Did they want you to take a photo of them, maybe?
No, they would stand
next to us and you're like, yeah, I'll get in.
I'll stand next to me and pose, and their mate would take a photo of the two of us. And then I'll be on Facebook and they'll be like, oh, that guy was
from across the park. Did you promote the show?
No.
Did you at least promote Wednesday Drive?
They barely speak English. They say hello and thank you.
We can't, and we're on air for 30 minutes, so it's perfect. Okay. Look, Warner played another game last weekend, another...
What happened?
Game.
Did he got sledged or something?
He got sledged and stormed off.
What?
Yes.
Taking my bat and ball and going home.
Exactly. Yeah, well, he just took his bat, but he walked off for only, I think, 2 minutes. Someone in the dressing room sort of sat him down and said, can you get back out there? And now he was actually, this was by Jason Hughes, who's the older brother of the late Philip Hughes.
Oh, wow.
Who's obviously was a friend of
they'd know each other?
Yeah. So they would definitely know each other.
Sure.
The alleged thing he said was, you're a disgrace, you shouldn't be playing cricket. Oh. And now this is in reaction to what happened in South Africa. You're damn straight. Like, that is not a sledge, that is just a fact. If that's what he said, that's a fact. We all know that Warner goes out there, he's a big sledger himself. When he was playing for Australia, massive sledger.
One of the worst. Everyone hears about it.
Yeah. He's usually
you can't take it. You can give it, but you can't.
Exactly.
Take it.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
I used to really love Dave Warner before he opened his mouth. Now, watching him bat and watching his aggression, I used to love it. But then he just started becoming talking.
No, it's not great.
I personally think he's past his best and he should be brought back in the team. I think we should start younger.
Yeah, okay.
Steve Smith has to play because he's the new Dodd Bradman.
Will he captain again?
No, he will never captain again.
You don't think?
No, he can't.
Why
okay.
Not?
We just can't. Because what he got caught cheating. And Australia's not about cheating.
He didn't cheat.
No, but he was the captain.
Yeah.
And again, the pressure taken off him, he'll probably score more runs.
We can't have a Marsh captaining. We can't have a Payne captaining. Who are we going to have for captaining? Seriously.
Mitchell Stark, I don't know. Throw it at the air. Just get some straws.
Lion.
And they can
Everyone
draw straws.
Everyone loves Lion. Why can't Lion be our captain?
He's getting on, isn't he?
Is he? He's still...
I don't know.
He's vice, wasn't
that
he?
Head's not...
No, it's one of the Marsh brothers.
Really?
Yeah.
Mitchell Marsh, yeah.
Mitchell Marsh, yeah. Tim Payne is captain.
Yeah.
I know. It's yeah, that was Australia's current... Yeah, that sigh is just what Australia's doing at the moment.
Yep.
Look, we suck. We also had the T20s. Pakistan beat us 3-0.
Oh, my God. How bad were we in that T20?
It was unbelievable.
And like runouts, like these ridiculous runouts.
Oh, that poor bloke.
Yeah, these runouts are just getting insane. What? So India had one real bad one. The rest were all ours.
One of the guy got run out in say all three games. I can't remember his name. He was like a middle or batsman, and he got run out three times.
The guy with the unpronounceable surname?
Well, I don't know if he was playing. I thought he was playing the test matches. I don't know if he was playing the one
day. He definitely played the test matches.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just can't think of his name. I just know who it is because they raved about it.
Did we also that run out as well over the last couple of weeks? I caught it where the players thought it was going to hit the boundary and they just stood in the middle of the pitch.
Indians, Pakistani, sorry.
Yeah.
They stood
in the middle of the pitch.
Yeah, they stood and had a little conference.
It must have hit the boundary. What a great tactic, though, as a fielder. Just pretend, it's hit the fence and just like pick it up.
But is it bad sportsmanship?
No, not at all. You're a batsman. You've got to run.
You've got to keep your eye on the ball at all times.
It's unprofessional. You know, it's nothing to do with the fielders. The fielders get you out. That's what they do.
Yep. In saying that, a couple of years ago, a similar thing happened to Ian Bell when England were versing India.
That's right.
And he got run out just the last ball before lunch. And during lunch, MS Dhoni went in and said, look, you can keep batting. You're not out because it was unsportsmanlike, and that's not what cricket's about.
Batted
on, went on to score like 200 runs.
Yeah.
What?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This is exactly the first time it's happened. Yeah.
Holy crap.
That's why there was all this big thing about Australia being bad sports and this poor chairman who got destroyed again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he's gone, yeah.
Yeah, he's gone.
Look, we always talk about them. The Southern Stars, they actually won
3-0. There you go.
That's the difference. They are so much the better team. They won their final game by 6 wickets in Kuala Lumpur. And, yeah, I don't know if you saw any of the game. You probably didn't. Did you see any of the game? It was played in darkness. I don't know what was going on with the field. There was a nighttime game, and it was almost completely black. It was ridiculous.
No one paid the power bill in KL.
I don't think so, yeah. It was ridiculous. Also, we have T20 starting over here against South Africa.
Bumping the phone.
Am I? Is that me?
Yes.
Am I making that noise? Yeah. Am I nervous? What's going on here? So Sunday we play the first of 3 T20 games against South Africa over here. Game 2 is next Friday, and then game 3 is the following Sunday. So hopefully on our own soil we can do a little bit better than what we did over in the UAE.
Definitely. Are they playing here like North Sydney or something?
No, this is the men's.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that starting already?
Yeah.
Oh, it is November, isn't it?
Yeah. Right, yeah. It's Sunday.
All right.
I think the girls are playing over in England next.
Okay.
So, yeah. Cool. And they're also going to...
So the summer of cricket
T20s.
Is about to start.
Yes,
we're getting finally. 37 degrees today, and now we're going to get the cricket properly.
Finally.
Internationals.
Can't wait.
Good.
Yeah. Excited about the cricket, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Not about this heat. This is ridiculous.
Come on.
Sydney, you would know, today has been ridiculous.
No.
Ridiculous.
It's been great. I just got back from Bangkok, and it was the same temperature.
Yeah. I was like, just quickly, Kyle, you work at Rose Hill.
I do.
Yes, Rose Hill
Gardens.
Your job. Are we allowed to say that?
Yes,
it's
absolutely.
Too late now I've said it.
What do you do? What do you do?
I'm a greenkeeper there, so I take care of the tracks there.
Yeah.
Wait,
he was a greenkeeper too at a golf course.
Yeah, and so was he.
Both doing the same job?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hey, we worked together. We did it for like 10 months.
Yeah.
When I first finished school,
I followed in my little brother's footsteps.
Oh, that's nice. So you'd be golfer too?
No, not really.
No.
No. Couldn't do it.
You look good at RL sport.
Yeah.
You got to be bad at one.
Yeah.
But even still, he's not bad at it. He's all right. Like, he's pretty good. There's a few things coming up, right?
Yeah, we have six race like meets in a row. So the next 6 weeks will be at Rose Hill Gardens, and next week's will be Ladies' Day Out. So should be good festival for fun, really.
Cool. Also, Melbourne Cup is next week. I didn't
Tuesday.
Think about that.
Tuesday
yeah.
6.
Yeah, we can talk about that. Next week, I guess, when Gabby's here. I'm sure she won't want to.
No, she's not a fan.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan, really.
Look, I'm not a fan of horse racing in general. I don't like to watch it, but I love horses. I think they're
so
majestic, and I could just watch them all day. All right.
okay.
Hey, when I buy my horse racing magazines, I also buy them for the articles. Okay, here we go. Time for a bit of this.
Oh, it's a game.
Name that B-grade horror movie.
What? Name the B-grade horror movie.
Yeah.
That's the new one.
I know. That's right, folks. We have been all about... It's been a week all about sport for some. But for some, it's been about Halloween. It was Halloween on Wednesday.
Are we all up for Halloween? We're not all dirty about Americanisms coming to Australia. Are we all good?
I actually spoke about this filling in for you on Wednesday.
Oh,
drive
did you?
The other day.
I haven't listened to the show yet.
I believe Halloween... Don't listen.
That good, huh?
It is the worst 2 hours. I actually think Halloween's Irish. So there you go. That's what I found out. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Eunice is
shattered. Well, at least it started in Ireland and it sort of became a bigger thing.
Mind blown.
Yeah. Look, I like it. I enjoy the idea of... Well, I like things that are creepy and I like horror and all that sort of stuff. But I actually kind of like the idea of people like being out in the streets and being friendly to each other. It's
good
a nice
community.
No,
it's
I like
nice
that.
Look.
I like that part where the kids are out and it's afternoon and everyone's in the community's out and they're like, it's really nice and friendly. But one thing that shits me just quickly is that Australians have no idea how to get dressed for Halloween. You don't have to get dressed in scary stuff. That's not the whole point. You
That's
just
true.
Get dressed up in anything is
That's
the
right.
idea. But for some reason, we all think you're going to be scary.
We're still learning. It's a learning process. Exactly. Yeah. We're still new.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just dressed up in my work clothes on Wednesday, so it was
fine.
That'll do. There you go. Okay, so here's how this game's going to work. Right. I'm going to give you the plot of a B-grade horror film, and then I'll give you three possible titles, two of which I've made up. So you'll have to be able to guess the one, or maybe you can't. Or actually, if you wanted to, you can even just try and guess the name of the movie yourself if you don't even want me to give you the answers.
If, ooh,
you
just
want
to. If we just know completely up from the plot. Okay.
Okay. Anyway, this has nothing to do with sport, and neither does this show. So here we go. Mick, I'll let you go first.
Oh, thanks.
You've played before. Okay. This is the plot. Out and about on a camping trip in the woods without a care in the world, four campers find themselves in an unknown world. With the death of their guide at the mercy of a cold-blooded killer, the trip of fun in the sun soon takes a wrong turn. With friends slowly disappearing, so does the chance of getting out alive. Ooh. This film was released in 2000 and has a rating of 3.1 on IMDb.
Ooh, ouch.
Did you want to have a guess, or should I just give you the answers?
It sounds like that one, like the Cabin in the Woods one. But I can't remember what it's called, but it sounds a bit like that. It sounds like a pretty similar plot to a lot of
the
horror movies.
Yes, it's, yes.
you better give me some choices.
Okay, there. These are the three.
Okay.
Is it Camp Blood, My Worst Campmare, or Killer Camp?
Oh, geez.
Ooh, hard one. Hard
good
one to
luck.
Start with.
Killer Camp. Killer Camp sounds good. Oh. Was it the first one?
It was the first
one.
What? My Worst Campmare wasn't good enough.
I had to be good enough for that one.
All right, Kyle. Six college friends find themselves caught up in a cat-and-mouse hunt with a race of creatures who possess the ability to transform into anything from which it has consumed its DNA. Very poorly worded. This was released in 2011 and has a rating of 1.6 on IMDb.
I need a hint.
Okay, these are the three options. You Are What You Eat, Aliens vs. Avatars, or Titanic 2, The Return.
I think it's the first one.
You are what you eat.
Oh, you got the one.
What else could it be?
It was Aliens vs. Avatars.
No, it's not true.
That's the weirdest.
Look it up.
I will have to, because I don't believe you.
No wonder it got 1.1.
1.6 on IMDb. It's hard to find anything lower than that. And that's, you know, because the people who are in it can rate it. So that's why. Mick,
yes.
Prehistoric animals emerge from a science lab and tear up most of Los Angeles.
Oh.
Okay, that's it. Released in 2015, it has 3.5 on IMDb.
Oh, that's pretty recent.
Yeah, so you may have heard of it.
Okay, I can't think of it.
All right. Is it The Land Before Time Zone, Dinosaurs Eat People, or Jurassic City?
Oh, they're all terrible.
That is so good.
What was the middle one?
Dinosaurs Eat People.
Yeah, that one. Dinosaurs.
Yeah! No! I'm sorry. That was a mistake.
Oh, no! I thought that was it, too.
I thought you were going to get it right for sure.
What?
Dinosaurs Eat People. I thought of that, like, on the way here.
Was it Jurassic City?
Yeah, Jurassic City.
That's just a ripoff of Jurassic
World. Of course it is. Of course it is. Absolutely. Oh. You guys are doing really bad. Not
this
one.
Is so
not
I'm tired.
Okay, Kyle, the last one. An earthquake triggers a brood of giant fire-breathing spiders to attack the city of New Orleans. Released in 2012, it has 2.8 on IMDb.
Ouch.
Come on.
Okay. Is it called Arachnequake, Spiders Like 'Em Hot, or Tectonic Spiders?
I'm going to go the first one.
Arachnequake?
Yeah.
Oh, yes! Finally someone got
Thank
one.
Thank you.
I didn't think it was going to
happen.
That's
a great name for a movie.
Arachnequake. Yeah.
That just wins.
I should get 3 on IMDb just for the name.
Okay, tell them what they've won, voiceover person.
Nah.
All right. There you go. I could have played that.
So
all right, guys. Thank you so much for being on the show today, Kyle. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you very
much. It's been
much.
A lot of fun.
I really enjoyed myself. That was awesome.
Mick, welcome back, man.
Hey, yeah, thanks. Another quality program. It doesn't seem like I missed much, eh?
No. Thanks so much for tuning in, everyone. And we'll be back next Friday, same time, same bat channel.
Happy birthday, Gab.
Yeah, happy birthday,
happy
Gabby.
Birthday.